Pope Benedict XVI on Sunday received a warm welcome as he visited the Synagogue of Rome. Benedict thus became the second pontiff to visit the Roman synagogue. His discourse reflected on the common spiritual patrimony of Jews and Christians and affirmed the efforts of the Apostolic See to save Jews during World War II. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict XVI on Sunday afternoon traveled the short distance across Rome's Tiber River to visit the Synagogue of Rome. This is the third visit by Pope Benedict to a synagogue. He had previously visited Jewish houses of worship in Cologne and New York City. The Roman synagogue, which Pope John Paul II had visited in 1986, is the heart of the city's Jewish community, which numbers about 12,000, a little over a third of the Jewish population of all of Italy. Before entering the synagogue, the Pope attended a wreath-laying ceremony in front of a plaque that recalls the October 16, 1943 deportation of Jews in Rome during the Nazi occupation.
Il dramma singolare e sconvolgente della Shoah rappresenta in qualche modo.
During his remarks in the synagogue, Pope Benedict spoke about the Holocaust and the deportation of the city's Jews. He called the Nazi extermination of the Jews the most extreme point on the path of hatred that begins when man forgets his Creator and places himself at the center of the universe. The Holy Father said no one could forget the Jews of Rome who were forced from their homes and killed at Auschwitz. He said that many people at the time, unfortunately, remained indifferent to the tragedy, but many Italian Catholics, sustained by their faith, opened their arms to assist the Jewish refugees who were being hunted down. He said the Apostolic See itself provided assistance, often in a hidden and discreet way.
Anche la sede apostolica svolse un'azione di soccorso, spesso nascosta e discreta.
He said many lessons can be drawn from the common heritage shared by Jews and Christians. In particular, he said the Ten Commandments are a shining light for ethical principles, hope and dialogue, and a guiding star of faith and morals for the people of God. He ended his remarks with a prayer that God may strengthen the fraternal bonds between Jews and Catholics and deepen mutual understanding. I'm Charles Collins.
Thanks there to Charles Collins for that report. Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, spoke to Philippa Hitchin this morning of his thoughts and feelings following the Pope's visit to the synagogue.
Cardinal Walter Kasper, tell us then what really struck you most about the Pope's visit to the synagogue on Sunday.
It struck me most when I saw the survivors of the Holocaust. That's always very moving to meet them. And I think, you know, we have now a much more peaceful situation. Situation of mutual trust was evident yesterday in this meeting. Well, of course, I mentioned the whole problem of Pius XII, but in a very peaceful way, I think. And this will be historically an open question between us. But I think what the Pope said was very well done. He acknowledged that many Catholics did not speak aloud, but on the other side, it was also clear that many Catholics risked their own life in hiding Jews and helping them that they could survive. And the Pope was very clear about against anti-Semitism in all forms for the existence of the State of Israel, and said we will continue our dialogue with the Jewish people. We have a lot of common ground, and it was for me very important that he mentioned the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments, that's what we have to witness to our world of today, and I think many things could change in the world if the Ten Commandments would be followed. And I think this was a very important part of his speech, to respect God, the transcendent, and to respect the other in his or her otherness, and the sanctity of life, sanctity of families. These are all common values, but values which are very contested today, and we can witness together to our world.
There were those who boycotted this meeting. Were you saddened by that, or are they just a small minority, some who refused to come to the meeting?
Well, that's an inner Jewish discussion. I do not want to enter it. It's our experience that the rabbis not always agree with each other. It's a normal thing. They are in discussion with each other. But I think how it went yesterday, and it went very well, I think those who came could be satisfied.
And here at Vatican Radio, we also asked Patriarch Twal of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem what impact he feels yesterday's encounter might have on dialogue between Jews and Christians in the Holy Land.
We have to remember that's not the first step in a new initiative. Dialogue started since the creation, since the Lord, since the incarnation, the Lord who dialogued with us. Dialogue is not an option in our faith, in our religion. Dialogue is an integral part, and we have to do it. We do it. If we take the example of the Lord who spoke with us, who dialogued with us, I want to say that even if we haven't any answer from the other part, any positive answer till now, we have to go on with faith and hope to do this dialogue. The visit was good gesture. It's a visible gesture that we have these good intentions to follow on with respect for the traditions, with the others, for their faith, for their hopes and suffering. But I say in the same time, I hope, I wait some reciprocity from the other partner to respect our tradition and our faith and our positions. It seems even yesterday from the speech, whether the speech of the Holy Father or the other two or three speeches, they are for dialogue. But we Christians, we have to remember all the good initiatives started from the church. Even our dialogue with the Muslims, with the Islam, we are always the beginners in these good initiatives. We have to begin and to start and to follow on despite every obstacles and problems, yeah. On the contrary, I think they need more dialogue with us to know the reality, to know that everybody needs a dialogue, I think.